following program is presented by HAudio.com.
Parshas Mishpatim as a whole, it's built on Din and Dayanim. The midah that Dayanim work is Midas Emes. It says Kol Adon Din Emes Lamitoi. It's going on Dayanim Dafted Naser. So the midah of the Dayanim is Midas Emes. And this parsha we have the first Din, the first Chiyuv of Emes. It says Midvash Sheket Yerchal. That's the way the halacha, that's what the pasuk brings it. Lamaisa, it's the surah of the pasuk is strange. Mitvasheket tirchok, the word tirchok is mashma dimekdorem or achokis. That is very typical of the rabbanan, and there is a general klal of mishmartem that you make a mishmeres and tzvoisai, mishmartem and mitzvois that includes all the rabbanan. But that an ikedin leraisa should be with a surah of achokah is strange. I mean, the whole mitzvah of achokis is all. The favorite deal would be etzem halacha, and the chiyuv on the rabbanan is always a gibrei achokah. It's strange that here the etzem did should be achokah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the Bala Musa and a lot of the people speak about it, point out about the how difficult it is, how problematic sheker is that the favorite should be marked. But it's still, it's very strange. All the chiyuv, all the dinim is the only one that achokah says the favorite. More than that, there's something a little bit strange in the etzem halacha of tirchot. L'chura, in other midas, for instance, kaf is a midah that sometimes is good, sometimes it's bad. It's sort of continuum. A person got a little bit angry, more angry, angry at something, and you could sort of divide it up and say, from point 1 to point 10 is good kaf, from point 10 to point 20 is bad kaf. So just be careful, from 8 to 10, you shouldn't be clear. There's sort of it's a continuum of chaos, and we can say that it's hard to split it exactly in the middle, so let's move back a little bit. But in the midah of emes hashek, el-chur, it's very absolute. If something is emes, it's emes, period. If something is sheker, it's sheker. There's nothing really in the way of a continuum where you say it's a little more emes, a lot emes, little emes. It's not. If something is not considered the emes, it's considered the sheker, period. And it doesn't seem to be that there would be an area where it's like it. But by a nazir, we say, wine is what's also for a nazir. Grapes are not, they smell, they attract the person. So if the person gets close to the grapes, he's going to come to eat them. So you tell him to go a few feet away, even though there's no issue to walk by. That all makes sense where there's a hemshech, and you could say that you'll cross the line. Emes and sheker are very absolute. If something is not absolutely emes, then it's sheker, and if something is absolutely emes, it's emes. So, lemais, if you look at the halachic pashit, the inyanim over here that are nirmas are all sorts of dinim where, and the Gemara dash a lot of dinim for Rashaket Yerchot. Some of them are where you yourself will come to, be Meshaker. For instance, if you have an idea that you like one person more than the other person, even though halachically that type of idea doesn't count, the person should be aware of asking that type of halacha. So there's halachas that a person might come, he's putting himself into a position where he'll tell Sheker. And then there's another group of halachas where to be mitzarev, to be moitzi mamo, even if it's emes to be moitzi mamo, but the person is asking it shalom kishura, that's awesome. So midvar sheket terechot means, even if the dibur, for instance, if you're a car of a pasuk and it's a different kind of and you don't have to be made edus, but you just keep quiet, they assume you're the master of the person you come with, you're not allowed to do it because midvar sheket terechot. So this is already a gather where you're being marshaled even somebody else with sheker, it's still awesome. Which is strange. I mean, the halachas of arvus, the halachas of causing other people to do something wrong are not a specific din in each mitzvah. If someone calls someone else to chaza, so it's not a din mihilchus chaza, it's a din of teiva. It's a kolosik din of teiva of arvus that you're not supposed to mash other people. So it shouldn't be listed, this din of tirchak shouldn't be listed in the halacha of vashekeh. It belongs in the gather of the teiva to cause a bezin to pass din according to what they assume you're saying, even though the halacha says it shouldn't be paskening, that you should be matched with the best in the wrong psak. Fine, but that's a gather of mitzvah. It's not a din sheker. Just like being matched with something else, chaza is not machol kasurus. It's not going to be come from the labor of the person that being matched with the person. It's come from the labor for the nitzer. So why over here in the gather of the sheker in vashekas itself, you have being matched with somebody else? There's a mechilta over here. The mechilta says mitzvah sheker tirchor is as hara. It says that if a person is machlif, it says it's as hara leminus. And as hara leminus means a person should not be kaifer or be a zara. Which, I mean, melech there wouldn't be a pasuk of minus. So fine, we say we need to find it as a sub pasuk in Vashaket Tichon. There's a portion of pasuk, there's a surah of Avachon, Vashenechem, and the Avachon is a minus. The pasuk is Purish told us about. So why stick it in Vashaket Tichon? And the cloud, I mean, it's true that Avod Zohar is Sheker, but of all the things, why is that stuck in over here? And it's a few places in Chazal where you see that the Sheker is Shayach of Avod Zohar. It says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says Kol HaMachlis Kibuloi Ver Avod Zohar, because it says, here it says, Vayisik Mitatea Beinov, and here it says Maisa Tatuim, that the same word of Avod Zohar and Sheker are the same. So it's not the Pshat, it's not just the Pshat that Sheker's Avod Zohar happens to be Sheker, amongst many other problems, but rather that Sheker and Avod Zohar are Hainuhach. There's one that could have come in it. It is. Sheker and Avodah Zarah are the same Indian. And that's why that Sheker itself means Avodah Zarah. It's not a rem. It's what the Pasuk means. I'm asking the same in what Echad means. One more. There's another Indian. The Tanit of Elio brings about the Indian of Sheker and Emes. The Tanit of Elio says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says he shows the Zohar and Emes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything in the world except the Sheker. And the Melech, it's not so clear, but it says everything was in the world except the Sheker. What does it mean exactly to say except the Sheker? We know that things don't exist unless they were created. So what does it mean? And there are other bad meters also, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. So what's the meter of Sheker is the only meter HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create. Okay, let's understand Emes and Sheker in more than there's a lamash and halacha. The Rabbi Yoin is the one who brings down the I mean, he's the Rabbi Yoin Bechlau. These inyanim is the first pasuk that actually deals with the inyanim of middles in a halachic way. From time and Hilchos Shahara uses the Shaira Tshuva as the Rishon that he builds on. The Rambam a little bit, the Shaira Tshuva a lot, because the Shaira Tshuva is the first one that's sort of halachified, made Gidrei halacha in these inyan. From time writes in Agar that the Shaira Tshuva, he's not being mastered of the Hamus or anything, he says, but rather it's halachic. The Shaira Tshuva goes through different levels of different shkarim. It boils down like this. Me'ikar adin, what the Torah is talking about in the passage like in Rasheket Tircha, and all those inyanim, are when a person lies to cheat somebody. You're causing somebody a hefset of mammon one way or another. You tell somebody you don't owe money, you tell them he owes you money, you tell them you did the work, you didn't do the work. Those are the inyanim that the Torah specifically speaks about. And that's what most of the inyanim of that sheker. The Rabbeinu Yonah continues with three or four more categories. The person tells tall tales about himself or brushes up stories and so on when he's not harming somebody else. If somebody tells somebody else that he has 10 years experience as a carpenter and on that basis he hires him but he only has 1 year experience, then that's a mamnus petition, that's a hashmish petition, that's also a sheker tirchon. But if a person tells somebody else to caught a big fish and it's not to get anybody except himself, there is no, it doesn't go under the Gerizah Shekhar. Rabbeinu Yonah learns it from the Pasuk of Limdul Lishoinam Zaba Sheker, that the first is they taught their mouth to speak Sheker. And that's a Isser or Midah Ra Mitarach. We have to understand where is that Midah Ra. In other words, it's not hurting anybody. It's not affecting anybody. Where is that? That the special process of Limdul Lishoinam Zaba Sheker. And it's hard to say that it's a Xera because you'll come to lie as you get for a moment. It seems to be, he doesn't list it as being problematic because he might come to Shekhar, but rather because it's sort of a Shekhar Fatma, it's a Gerev Shekhar, and it's just the Isra, it's just the Isra Mitzvah from Limbo, Lashonim Dabe Shekhar. So let's try it on the Zilim. The Maral says, Damash et Hashiv Achikarius. We'll look at the Gavis. The Maral explains, what's the Chiyuk? The Mashmos is there's a Chiyuk to engage Deus Kaisvais and to create a certain, and to try to win over them. So the Maral says, the Metzius Adas, the world is a platform for different mitzvahs. It's a platform for different realities. So, l'mashal, the reality that stealing is not good is an emes which finds place in the world, and it's a dea amitis, and it's a piece of emes in the world. So the world carries in itself the emes of that stealing is not good. When you allow a day of chayzevus, when you allow a sheker to flourish in the world, then a person is supplanting the emes in the world with a sheker. Sheker is a pseudo metzius, and if a person allows deus chayzevus to flow in the world, kfira of sorts, if kfira becomes rampant, then kfira becomes a metzius in the world. Sheker and emes are vying for metzius in the world. Since we're doing these inyanim in Shir, we're learning in the morning eon, just sort of a rosh hashanah. The metzius of Shadim are ki'ilu adam. The metzius of a shade is like Adam, but not really Adam. He looks like Adam, he sounds like Adam, but it's Sheker Yisoidim. The Makram of Riyah Shadim is, it says, the first place where we find it, Rashi says, by Adam, Oyser Kuplam of Shonim, that he was Mizdavik to Chava, and he was Moitzi Zerah Batalah, so that Zerah became Shadim. Because the Matthias of Shadim is a Matthias of Dimyan. So it's Shairish comes from Dimyan, and it's a Matthias of non-Matthias. That is the Bria, what's called the Shadim. So, when you learn later on, Lamoshal, that the whole Agarata, that Ashmedai overthrew Shleiman Melech, and vice versa, Shleiman Melech tried to overpower Ashmedai, and Ashmedai overpowered him. The word is, Shleiman Melech was Kimat, the Tzur Shleim of Adam. He was called Shleimai. He should have been the Shlom of Tzur Adam. He was the Chacham Mikolov Ater Chachmosai. His Chachma, which is the Etzem Tzur Adam, was at its strongest. And the job of Ashmedai is to become the Ki'ilu Adam instead of Shleimai. So the struggle, there's a person. There's a person, and just like you have a human being, you call a person who sits and harvests to understand, and it's called Kulei Ruchni. Chavetz Chaim is called Adam, and somebody who spends life drinking beer and watching TV is also called Adam. And they both, they share a chitvayis tekatzura. This is the Adam, this is the Adam. And yet this is a real Adam, this is Adam the Emet. And this is a mock-up of Adam. This is a doll of Adam. It's not Adam Bamite. So in the world you have, and that's the Pshat and Chazal over there, that the pseudo Tzuras Adam tries to take the place of the Tzuras Adam. That was the struggle between Ashmedai and Shalom Melech. So you have a Tzuras Adam in the Bria, and you have Ki'ilu Tzuras Adam. That's Emes Nesheker. And that's what we explain when we said the Buva is, it's just like when you take a piece of paper and you paint it to look like something. When you look at it, it might look like it. If you shine a light through it, if the light goes straight through it, because there's a lack of substance. When the sun shines on it, and it goes straight through it, you realize it's not a metzias. It was an illusion. Mashayin Kain, so Sodom has a buvah, but the part is, it's metzias amitis versus metzias demyonim. And Kozma, you're looking at it from the outside, it looks the same. The shemesh is choyder, it goes through it like an x-ray, there's nothing inside it, it's hollow. That's the corner between Tzuras Sodom and Ki'ilu Tzuras Sodom. So you have in the world the ability to create metzius. That's the most shayrishtika nekuda of Vriya in the world is yeshus, things that exist, things that are emes, and you have things that look like they're emes. They're illusions, mirages. That's, so in the Vriya you have both halakim. The chelik, and that's what the oimik of the Tanan of Elyo is, that the chelik in the Vriya that is Adam, that is Emes, was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The chelik that's not, that's Sheker, is the chelik that's Ki'ilu created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Tanan of Elyo is telling us a meridic Havana, meridic Tisa, in the difference between Emes Sheker versus Adam. Gaiva is a mida in the Bria, Kael Geus Hashem. The Hashem Allah Geus Lovish. The Geus is a mida of a prophet. It can be used, it can be misused. Kaas is a mida, the but it's a mida that can be used, misused. So in all midas, the etzim, the shrasha is dealing with a substance, dealing with a thing within the Bria, but yesh panam lekan, yesh panam lekan. Emes Nesheker is dealing with something which is exists, and that's part of the Bria, that's the chelik of the Bria, and you're dealing with something which Ki'ilu exists, and that's the non-chelik of the Bria. And so we have Sheker, but the Sheker that we have is Ki'ilu, not Bria. Within Bria there is no Sheker, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, then it's Emes. Whatever Sheker is a shot, it's not taking something that's there and distorting it, but it's a chlal outside the realm of Matthias, outside the realm of death. Those are the things. So the Mela, Deus Sheker, Deus Kaisvay, the Maral says you have to engage it. It's capable, obviously. It's the market, but in the sense, Damash and Tashav means that when Emes is built in the world, so you have Matthias of Emes. When there are Deus Kaisers, that becomes Matthias. That's like the Ashmanai that takes over the place of Shlomoi. And everybody is yelling Yechia Melech, and there's an Ashmanai sitting in the Kisei Amal. So B'meila, the Chiyuv of Torah, which is to build Emes in the world, includes this mantle of Meshech. That, both of them are part of that same image. Because you don't have it, as long as Ashmanai is in the Kisei, nobody's going to look for Shlomo Melech. I mean, we have the Melech here. Once you unseat Shlomo, then the Ashmanai, then you have a Mokum to be Moshe Shlomo. That is what the Melech is saying. And the Melech, we have a Havana in the Indian of Emerson and Sheker, that it's a more serious thing than lying or telling the truth and so on. It's interesting that the Prophet Chaim, when he speaks about the few adherents, if you attain a single Shahara, so in Inyanim that are personal to us, for instance, a person happens to do an Aveda, a person has a shortcoming. So there is no hetzer whatsoever just to be mefarshes. 1,001 conditions of what kind of elus and what kind of has to come out of it, in order for you to allow somebody, listen, don't do business with this person with that. Mind it, don't do business with this person because it's forgetful or whatever. Those are when it's personal type of aveir. When he speaks about somebody who's placed a bit of aveir with somebody else, and there is no way that through your sechachi you'll help him, so the Chavos Chaim insists that being mefarsim resha
and explaining that this is wrong and this is terrible. Both I'm being Adam the Muslim and it's a lawyer type of thing, I suppose I'm not the carrier, so you know, it's a Amka or a Muma Lahaku, that's one. Or even when Adam the Khavera, a person who's a Ramai, who's a Rosh, who's a Sheikh, or whatever it is, that if somebody who's magic to be, it's wrong almost to hide it because Hakef, it's a chiyuv, because what you're doing is you're perpetuating a shekel in the world. You're perpetuating something, and the bria is, you look at a certain anhaga, and the fact that you keep quiet about it implies a certain afkama. By kamsa bar kamsa, the taina was, he said, that the hachamim, shimamina midelemicha, that the nichalei, that hakef, that because they didn't say anything, so they go along with it. So in a society where with the injustice going on, and a person is shaysik about it, and is not makidram, then he's taking chelik mis. The condition, one of the tnayim for doing it is that it has to be a sincere desire for emes and not a personal grudge. That's probably a very hard one. And the reason for it is, I think it falls along the same cloud. If a person, let's say somebody is a bad person, and I go against him because I can't do ra in the world, I can't do serving Rasha, then that's emes. And I make her emes, that it's wrong to do it, and loyalty. If I'm doing it because of my own hanor, because I enjoy this person's flight, because I have my own personal chesbonim in the deal, then that's shekel. Then I'm saying, I'm coming along to expose the terrible injustice. And really, I'm doing it to be there myself. So I'm supplanting one shekel with a second shekel. Then the Gargan was Sakhar, then the Lashahar is after, and then the Messiah is all of that. That's the one tonight of Chaim Kutin that's a very difficult tonight. But the essence principle of being the Fast Messiah is the situation crisis. That Megalan is a Tzvurim, is a Hanafim. People that are false. In other words, their Messias is a Messias, a Sheka. You can be Megalan, because being Megalan, the Emes, is something that is the state of the being of the world. That's why in Vasheka Tirchot, you have the chiyuv is not only, it's not tirchot, the harchotis that are involved over here are not only because because the person shouldn't come to do it. It's because the person has to build emes. It's not to create situations if I marshal somebody else in eating chazra, so that's the favor. If the issue is chazra, and I was marshal somebody else the same way as in marshal any, if one of favor, whatever I'm marshal. The essence fact that I was masculine for another person, that I'm an aura for the other person, I'm a foreign, I was masculine. But in emes and shekhar, the chiyuv is to build emes. And if I do something which creates shekhar in the world, then I'm making the shekhar in the world. It's not the fact that I was masculine and saying something wrong. It's because I'm creating the material of shekhar in the world. And the effect of that shekhar terchot is that to be miraculous shaykh of the world, it's not only not to be nichshal and saying and not saying. Emes and shaykh is a much deeper midah. Emes and shaykh is a midah of where a person is creating in yanim that is emes, that is state of opinion of the world, that's riyah, and where a person is allowing shaykh to develop, he's bringing in pseudo riyah to the world, he's bringing in other things to the world. And those are in yanim that are And that's the chiyuv that a person should not allow to have. So even if it's just by keeping, and I'm not mazik anybody, but emes and shekhar is a mitzvah versus non-mitzvah in Sarafim. The hefzer that comes out of it is a small part of the whole picture of emes and shekhar. There's a chazal, and it's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah this nekuda, and a step further. Ubimedish, it says, Shnayim Shnayim Boal Noyach. They came in pairs to Noyach. Also Shikra, Boal Amel Tehusa. Sheker came, so not only animals came, but different Inyanim of the Bria came, and they wanted to go into the paper. Amalei Noyach said, Lefat Yochel. El, you can't come into the paper. El, Imke Nasif Lot Dibu. Unless you bring a wife, everything in the Bria has to have a, pairs, everything came in pairs, so Sheker needed to find his pair. So he found the material of pachat. It's very hard to very hard to translate it. The word pachat means that something gets worn out. We find it pachat tevela. Pachat tevela means deterioration. So deterioration, lost through deterioration and disintegration. Omale min at man an at osi. Where are you coming from? Omale, so he min noach dazil. I'm coming from Noach. Boy le mail said, if I want to go to the paper. But shavikli, he didn't let me. Ala omale ni disach vazuga at yochle mail. Only if you have a partner, you're going. If you want to, you be my partner, you be my wife. Amalei umaka. He asked, Pchas asked him, well, what's the nadi giving me? What's the ksuba? Amalei, so sheket told Pchas, ano mitakin imok. I'll make up with you. The kol ma'ade ano mitzagel adna. Whatever I earn, you'll take. Asking the nayu, so they made up, the kol the shikra ma'ades, anything the sheker brings in, hey, tachto nasva, tachto will get. The olin tavayla is Lusa, and they both came to the Lusa. Even the nafik have a shikra, even the nafik, when they went out, have a shikra ozomah. Shikra went to work. Upachto nasvi, the kadmi, and everything would wear out. In other words, tachto was wearing out. Also shikra, so shikra came homily, and inun called the skulta. Where's everything that I earned? Amalei, so Pchat told him, Ulamagina Taktis Imi. That's why I made a condition with you. They call Madat Nachtis and not Nachtis. But how was it that they couldn't say anything? The Kachnem and Yotay says, Horo Amal, he gave, he conceived evil, the Yola Sheker gave birth to Sheker. A very appellative message. The Pshar in his ears, the Moral speaks about it, Arichot is Mazda, it's Mazda, all the persons who died for the different things. But what he's saying is that the everything in the world has to go somewhere. In other words, everything in the world, just like a zoch in a cave means a zoch zereya, and in a cave of development. So sheker has to have a topic also. What happens to sheker? In other words, a person is a zoch in a cave, the zoch is magriya, and in a cave gives birth to a child. What's the child that comes out? So the Matthias of Chas in the world is the Matthias of where Heder is finding place. In other words, everything in the world seems to exist. But slowly there's a deterioration. Something that's made out of cheap material deteriorates quickly. Something that, a relationship that will surprise all the possibilities. The more something is emis, the longer it lasts. Like all the Chazal, we spoke about a few times, that emes is kol ha'olam and so on. The taste, the midah of sheker gives birth to non-bria. In the bria itself, there's an escape hole where everything, where Nibroim can pull out from. And the mokin, where those Nibroim pull out, is called chas. So chas is kilo account of bria. It's a part of the bria that becomes non-bria. It's ayin yesh. The Bria is Yesh minus Ayin Yesh. The Teres is because it was needed for everything in the world that's Ayin Me Ayin, everything in the world that's nothingness that came out of nothingness, that Sheker, it creates a Messiah that goes nowhere, that goes to Dimoy, that goes to Heder. That is the Oyster of Sheker. So the Messiah of Sheker, its Sherish, is non-Bria, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create Sheker, by definition, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu made was emes. Sheker is to take something that's a non-nivra and make it look like a nivra, and it becomes, and passes the peace in the world itself. The thing disintegrates. People's partnership was based on illusion. He pretended one thing, she pretended another thing. Two partners in business. He pretended he knew how to run the business. He pretended he had capital. So the business goes no place. The Matthias of Sheker goes to Pchas. There's a way out to disintegrate because of the essence level of them. That is the Matthias of Sheker. There's a, the Chazal explained that, the Geula, it says, is going to come through the need of Emes. One of the Muslims, the Chaim Vital, gives the awesome remedy. And he says that, Eke times Eke, the Shem Aleph Hei Yud and Hei squared is Emes. And it's, that's like all of you in Yonim, they're Muslim. Just saying it over is nothing. What's the shot in that? The Fiyakeinu, and what people understand. The place where Sheker is Shoilet in the Bria is a promise. In other words, on the other, it's one type of Sheker. On the Lahaba, is Be'etim always, Kulay Dimyon. Now, on the other, it's possible to speak about something that is. You're talking about a reality. The future is always, whatever person speaks about the future, is always talking about something that's not it. Things that are not in reality are not part of the Bria. And that's why it's not from this, that the Kriyach HaDimyon is most active in the Nesuga of Helada, because Helada is always dealing with Davos of Olaylam. That's the Nesuyah thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Inyan, when you square something, for instance, if you have a line and you square it, then you get a box. It fleshes out the Nesuyah. A line has no real Nesuyah to it. You square it, you get a box. You take a box and you square it, you'll get a cube. In other words, any time that you time something by itself means its own metzias takes on a fullness for itself. That's really what squaring is. That's the concept of squaring using yarn. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Erke, which is the shame of like we spoke about, no zomin lemehavi. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about Achidus. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about future. That's where a person, when that becomes fleshed out, that's the Ula. Because because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eker times itself with Emes. It's the ultimate in Emes is, Adava Echad Verecha La Yoshev Reikam. There's no emptiness in any Hatzachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world of Astokopos is Kule Dimyon. It's all things that are not tangible. No one knows what he can do tomorrow, what he'll give tomorrow, and so on. So for us, even for the person who's the Ish Emes, it's for tomorrow is a much higher dagger, a much more difficult dagger than when you square something, the Kaddish Baruch Hu's Eke, when it comes real, that's the galmus of Midas Emes. In a personal kaiches and nefesh, the hardest midah, of those midahs that shter avodas Hashem, sheker is probably the hardest midah. And sheker comes in so many ways. One person falls himself into thinking he's better learning than he is. Therefore, he wants to go at a quicker pace than he can, be in a higher shed than he can. He's asking things of himself that he can't give, and so on. There's another person who pulls on the things he's learning, and he's happy with what he's doing. If I care, he thinks about himself, I'm doing fine and okay, and he throws himself into it. A person is thinks that he's a good person when he's really selfish. A person thinks the soyid and shayrish of almost all inyanim of Rai and Avoida is emes and sheker. And not emes and sheker, a person says it or doesn't say it. We're talking about emes and sheker on a deepest life. Is a person touching base with his Messias? Does a person have his hand on the Messias? Or is it Kriyach HaDimyon? Is he tefes what is? Or is he daydreaming of what he would like? That's really the Seyda Yisaydas and the Seyda Yisrashim Ul Avoida is that in you. And in some ways, it's the hardest one. It's the hardest one to work on because we don't think we're going to see real payers. Male, a person with a kais and something with kais, A, it's very clear, the shooting is very clear. You know, he used to yell out there, he doesn't yell so much. There's a feedback, people are very happy with it. The person didn't do any chesed, now does a lot of chesed. It's very tangible, and it's easy to see the difference, and people are comfortable with it. But when it comes to these inyanim, no one will know, if he's Deva Emes Volvavoy, only he's going to know that. Only the person himself, and there might not even be any tangible nafkamina. And the difference whether he's pushing his Shemoneh Esrei to be extra long because he just would like to be a tzaddik, or whether it's really coming me'imkin nishmasa, or is the person really know what he's learning, or he can just play along with the words and really doesn't have his hands on it. No one is really going to know those things except the person himself. And the person can fool himself. Since there's no real tangible consequences of it, or very few, so a person won't know. I once, the revolver writes that, I think it brings from earlier, Kerv, Hashem l'chol kerv, l'chol l'shikru, be'emet, that the ikar t'nai of Kabbalah's tefillah is emet. In other words, we think of the ma'aseh we do beforehand, and the surah, and kavana, all that is fine. But the amount of how much the person's kairi be'emes is really what counts. The Baal says, Baal Musa say that a kohen gadol used to be mispala, a kohen gadol shouldn't be mekabel tefillah of da'ivrei drachim, that when they're going and it's raining and it's pouring, they should probably mispala, please stop the rain, and a kohen gadol might stop it, and it'll be bad for the tefillah. So the Baal Musa point out, the kohen gadol in Yom Kippur, in the Kodesh Kodashim, is on the highest darga that of a person. And he's in the fall of the rain. This guy here is going on a trip somewhere, and it starts pouring. So his tefillah versus kohen gadol, so there's a chance to be miskabel. So the Baal Musa say, yeah, because it's the emes. Now, the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is a very high darga, but that feeling of where he's being soaked and is really, really upset with the rain, there's a certain darga of emes. How much he means it, that brings it into the gather of Kerev Hashem Chol Kerev Chol Hashem Chol Ben. The midah of a person where he understands what's emes to him, and a person that when he knows something, he really knows it. And when he's asking for something and davening, he really wants it, he really needs it. There's a makam to train yourself with Chitzanius on Nimitz, but understand that that's what it is. For a person that trains from this emes means, a person has to understand, those things that are begotten with sheker are all married to pchas. Sheker has a matara, it goes no place. Something a person learns where he can go through the motions of understanding but doesn't understand it, ends up nowhere. Those tefillahs that a person pushed himself to produce a show for himself, and wasn't feeling, leave him empty. So in all the inyanim, Chazal and Megalatas, that sheker has a place where it goes. Everything has. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have a makom hilada. The makom hilada of sheker is pchas. And again, there are a lot of things that it's correct for a person to do to train himself. But understanding when it's training and when it's emes in himself is the sheker of avodah. And the chiyuv of a person klolius is not only not to lie, but it's to build emes. The sheker itself means any type of thing which is not emes. The responsibility of a person to build, you say this to emes. And when a person builds emes, so the chat is the geula is when the world is its real metzias. The sheker saps the world of metzias. The world kitikuna is simply the world tamito. When things are built the way they are, that becomes the thing of the gula. That's the shot that the eke times eke. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yiburim, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu just mazriya zera of Asidus, of eke, that's the side of V'dove Echad Berechol Yashav Reikom, that there is no Reikom in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yiburim. There's no non-existence. All of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes means that every single bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yibur is a metzius and it's a view.
You have been listening to HAudio.com. For information about our online services, visit our website, To contact one of our representatives, write to HAudio@H.com. Shalom from Jerusalem.